upcoming Shabbat and Rishon, Saturday and Sunday. But now we should speak about the preparation for this new change. And this year in general, it's a special year. Everybody's talking about it. We are talking about it especially. It is a great change for the better that is occurring to the whole of humanity. That for the first time, the whole of humanity is undergoing a new change, all of them. It is truly a Rosh Hashanah for everyone, the beginning of the change for everyone. And therefore, it is great joy that fills our hearts, those who understand where everything is moving, and we truly see in this, in everything that is happening, the fulfillment of the great promise, the fulfillment of the Creator's promise to us. Those who go forward and try to understand it, to see it, and to also help the whole of humanity so that it will come through in a correct way, in a quick way, with love towards everyone and love towards the Creator. They're called Yashakel, Israel. They want it to happen and as quickly as possible. And they realize that all of these things can be achieved only through the correction of the broken kli of Adam Rishon, which the Creator deliberately broke. We will put it together like children, we'll gather the ego, and by this we'll understand more and more the spiritual life in which to which we should advance. So we are very happy that from one day to the next, we are advancing with great steps forward in the revelation of evil, the evil of our nature, and with the recognition of the good, that only connection between us can save humanity. This is the only remedy for all of these blows. And therefore, this is how we are advancing with joy towards this special holiday called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the change. Leading to the period itself, to the holiday itself. But the question is a different one, a second question. Why is this period before Rosh Hashanah called Slichot? Forgiveness. That I'm asking for forgiveness. Sorry. What's going on here? Why should I ask for forgiveness so much? The Creator doesn't need that. He created for me all of the conditions so that I can ask for forgiveness. So my response, what he is doing to me, if it will be the right response, it just means that I correctly understood what he created in me, what he does within me, and how much I'm working with him in tandem, in identification with mutual understanding, and then I'm considered his partner, the Creator's partner. In this partnership, there are many degrees, from slave and wicked and friend and beloved and others. However, the period itself speaks about forgiveness, pardons. So the Creator doesn't need it. Like he doesn't need all of our corrections. Rather, we need them. From elevating ourselves from lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of feeling, lack of anything, to understanding and feeling and it's called a loot, integration, incorporation with the upper system, with this process, understanding the plan, being included in this plan, so much so that we are not only included in it, but we start managing the plan. In the beginning, it's as if we're jumping on it, we start to understand it and get to know it, like little children who are integrated with this world a little bit more and more and more. Then they grow up and they start being those who manage this world. This is how we should see ourselves. that we are included with reality bit by bit, gradually, until we reach the understanding of the Creator and identifying with Him. And even my sons have defeated me. We take from Him the management and we truly manage. Because we are the only ones who can truly manage the evil inclination and turn it into good. In my sons have defeated me, as the Creator says, and that says, and that way we will advance. So, what are we asking for? We can only ask for what depends on us, right? That He will give us the strength and the mind, the emotion, the feel, the ability to perform the right actions which He had left for us to do. By this, we become included in the world that He has established for us, and this way we will advance towards its correction, towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, because we are already in the final stages of the correction of the world. So far, the world was corrected only in little parts. Let's say, as we see with a car, when they fix this car or this part or that part, the engine, the gear, some drive, and all kinds of things, and then they start to assemble it, and that's the most important, and they already start to operate the entire system. So we, together with you, are in a state where thus far all of the Kabbalists who preceded us, they performed all of the specific partial corrections within our system, within the Merkava, as we call it, the assembly, the system of Adam HaRishon, the general soul, parts and parts and parts. And now it is the greatest work. It's to operate together the connection between the different parts. And this is a different kind of work. It's very special because this requires that we make a connection between all the different parts to understand how it is happening. Therefore, it is possible to operate it only through connection between us, a collective general connection from the lightest to the heaviest, from the internal to the external. However, indeed, at the end, we have to aim for the entire system, that we are activating it in such a way. We're not asking that the Creator will be revealed. We want that by Himself, because we are putting together our kli out of the correct work. In the Kli, we want to discover Him, so that the Kli will be working like the Creator. And from it, from this work, we will get to know the Creator. This is the revelation of the Creator that we want. Let's put it this way. I want to resemble mom and dad, in that, not that they will be telling me what is going on, but rather that I myself will build, will arrange my life in such a way that I will understand them, I will feel them inside of this life that I'm organizing, so much so that then I will truly understand what is happening with them, what has happened to them, how they cared for me, how they did everything. This is called, from your actions, we know you. This is a new era, a new year, and this is what we will have to do in the correction of the world that is approaching us. That is, if we're talking about our work, then we have work in the group, because from there we can understand from how the way that we arrange ourselves in the group, we can understand how the Creator is working on us. We have to put together all of our parts and to see how they are arranged, how they can be arranged more or less between us by adapting each and every part, matching the different parts. And through this, we will understand what the Creator did to us, how He prepared creation. We begin creation from the shattering, and seemingly we reach its correction. By actually, by this, we learn how the Creator started from Ein Sof, when there was nothing yet, right? As it says, in the beginning, the Lord created the heaven and the earth. He created these two forces. He established them for us, the heaven and the earth, Bina and Malchut. And then He started it, and we come from the other side, and we learn and reach Him. Therefore, we are not asking of the Creator that He will open it up for us, that He will just elevate us, that He will elevate us to a place where we can make corrections, that He will give us feelings and a mind and a strength, and we will do it. Without Him giving it to us, we're not capable of it. Therefore, the slichot, the forgiveness, it has to be a request that we are asking to get to know where we are, the recognition of evil, where we are, what we truly lack, in order to identify with the Creator, to work on our side. The outcry for correction will come. So then, we're truly before a very unpleasant, tough, threatening period of time. On the one hand, it evokes, how shall I put it, some hope for a change. But on the other hand, I don't want people to suffer physically. I want them to suffer emotionally, that they will internally lack, that they will ask themselves, what am I lacking? So that everything will be on the table, right? The beast shouldn't suffer. The Adam in us, he should suffer. What am I lacking in order to be Adam, human? And this is the change that I'm looking forward to. This is the change that I'm hoping that we will reach as a new change, as Rosh Hashanah, that more and more people in Israel will understand that we need such changes. What does the Adam in me lack? Because the Adam, the inner part within me, it is destroying everything. It is bringing the world into a state where we, even without this pandemic, we are reaching the end. Look what is happening with ecology and everything. It's terrible. And we cannot stop ourselves. From all directions, we need to get to know that there is only one factor which does bad. And this is our evil inclination. And we have to restrain it in some way, to get hold of it, to tie it down, and to correct it forcefully. And also not with our force, because we don't have it. It controls us, but rather through the force of prayer. That still, nevertheless, by me tying myself down, because I'm actually the evil inclination, however, nevertheless, I have some way out towards the Creator. An outcry, a plea, and then He will hear me. We can't, each one of us, ask so much so, but if we will put together our requests, it is called, each shall help his friend, then all in all, a request to the Creator can activate the good force, and then we will reach a new year, a good change.
How do you wish a good year for people who feel uncertainty even about their food for tomorrow?
I pray for him that he will feel it as quickly as possible, because without the recognition of evil, you cannot reach good. Therefore, I'm asking that even if he still has what to eat and he still has how to prepare himself for the winter, to somehow get along. I don't want him to have it bad physically, but rather that the Creator will send him the correct mind and emotion so that from here on he will be able to understand what does his correction depend on, his good future, and he will ask for it. That is, through connection with others, he will ask of the Creator for correction towards connection, more and more and more connection, and through this the upper light will influence us and will arrange for us the mind and emotion to each and every one, and also to the ecology through man to the animate world, and the vegetative and the still, and then we will reach a world which is entirely good. That will be the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun. And it depends on our outcry to the Creator, that he will give us the reforming light, and it will influence us all the way from above downward, and everything will come into place, so that the Creator will be with this deficiency.
Ну а что это за типы объединения между нами, что вот?
What are those different types of connection between us? That if we now are connected between us, integrating in a way that we still don't recognize the Creator, and then this recognition arrives and we discover it in the connection between us.
These are called the degrees. These are the degrees from where we are now, where we're only talking about it, what it might be, and we speak with our understanding, our mind. And as we enter the spiritual degrees, we start to already speak out of feeling, out of understanding, out of identification, out of common actions. The very first common action is that we feel that we are in Him. In Ibur, impregnation, the Creator is filling up everything and we are inside of Him, like a single cell, inside of Him. And then all of our work is about how to annul towards the Creator. Like Ubar, like an embryo that is annulled within his mother. However, he is annulled within his mother through the natural forces that obligate him to do so. And the mother takes care of him in everything. We need to do it through our own force. Against our ego. Our ego is the entire world that you now see, that whatever you feel, it's all your ego. If you annul this whole world and you say, no, instead of this, I want to discover the Creator's control, then it is considered that you want to enter Ibur, impregnation. And then you begin to discover how He is ruling, how He is dwelling, how He manages everything, and more you annul yourself only in order to feel how much He is managing everything. And this way you reach the degree of Ubar. This is Oviut, Shoresh, the very first one. However, you already begin to work with it. And later on, your Oviut, your coarseness, grows more and more, but already in a spiritual way. Like, just like out of the seed, the body of the embryo starts to develop within the womb, and then you start to feel that the whole world is like a womb. And you are inside of that womb, and more you start to feel the Creator, that He is engulfing you, managing you in each and everything. The more you annul, the more you feel how much He is surrounding everything, and there is none else besides Him. And this way, we go through the months of pregnancy. months, right? Each month, chodesh is chidush, innovation or renewal, just like Rosh Hashanah is a renewal. And this is how all of these innovations, these renewals go over you, and you discover more and more how much there is none else besides him, and it is all revealed on top of your ego.
Logical way of looking at reality. We are expecting the final correction, the point where they shall all know me from the greatest to the littlest. The whole system goes back to the corrected system of Adam HaRishon. So every person in the world gets the mind and the emotion of that one singular force that unifies all people together. Even if it's a sheep herder in the Himalayan mountains, he will also feel that in his effort, he is completing the whole of humanity. Meaning that it's not the earth, the soil, that detaches us from each other, that the distance that separates us. Rather, we will feel all of us as one man and one heart. It's already standing at the threshold. I'm seeing the future form that is gradually coming to it, and that's what the tension is all about. Where do we make the steps towards it? Because if that form just approaches us, oh boy, that is going to be troubles that will force us.
And this shepherd, he will feel it in an image of, in a form of providence of punishment or reward, or...
No. He's going to feel it in a very simple, primitive way that he needs to do this and that. And of course he has to. Where does it come from? He doesn't exactly know, but he will know that this is what he has to be. This is what he has to do. Just like the ordinary people, common people, accept everything the way they do. You'll ask them, why do you think that? He'll just say, that's how it is. That's how things are. This is something you can call simple faith, or it's a direct influence from above that replaces his mind and heart without his knowledge. He himself is not even aware of how he's changing. We are aware that things were different today and the day before and the day after, and we aim ourselves to another chain and another change. And these people don't have the same kind of engine in them that enables them to change themselves and turn to the Creator and draw the light that reforms and do the coupling of striking and all kinds of efforts, but they will know that connection among all of everyone is salvation. Of course, it is correct that we need to nullify before the Creator, but we need to understand, feel, scrutinize, how do we do this? And why? Because we are part of the Rosh, the head. I can't just annul and be a rag and be zero in everything. No, I need to know what it means to be a zero. What kind of work this is? It's great work, it's great scrutiny to turn yourself into a zero. Who do you nullify towards? With what qualities, what desires, what kind of my ego do I need to nullify? Right? So this means to achieve restriction and then work beyond the restriction. That's a big problem. To do the restriction, to reach the level of...
Dear Rav, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah's change, and I just followed the discussion, and it's about, let's say, the change, feeling more pain, more, let's say, the pipeline of the work, of the world being this. To feel that we're, let's say, more included in them and that we are doing it for them. But what is really changing? Because I also have the feeling we are doing this for a long time. So what actually are we looking for? Is it the change in the deficiency? Is it what specifically needs to change in our approach to make it new, to make it feel Rosh Hashanah? So what is actually this change? Because we have been disseminating a long time. We have been doing working as a pipeline. So to really understand and to feel what is the change you are pointing out actually, what is new?
What's new is in your address to the friends and the world and the Creator. You're in the middle. You need to turn to what is below you and above you. And that turn, that appeal needs to be new each and every day. And don't tell me we're already doing this for years. If you don't feel that you have a new demand, a new approach, a new request and prayer from every day towards the Creator, then you're wasting your time. You're not changing. Your friend wanted to ask.
Yeah, thank you. A couple of days ago, we also spoke a lot of this message, for sure, but we also spoke about that it is hard for them to hear a message. And if I remember correctly, you also said there will be a time that they will turn their backs on our dissemination. And then we spoke about this drawing force, this Moshech, and that Moses broke the tablets. Can you explain, is this relevant to our new state? And what does it mean in our work between us that we break the plates, the tablets?
We need to ask the Creator to have them listen to us. Look at what Moses told the Creator. How will I turn to them? I can't explain to them anything. I'm stuttering.
Moshe.
Moses, yeah? Moses. In Egypt, he was told, go and talk to the people, and he said, I can't turn to them. How will I explain to them? They won't understand me. They won't hear me. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are on the level of Moses with respect to the people, meaning the whole of humanity. And we have to explain to them. You can't say, oh, they're ready, they're not ready, they listen or not. The Creator prepares them in a way that you have to talk to them. That's it. He sets everything up. The people opposite you, you opposite the people that is the whole of humanity. And you have to do it. And you can't demand anything against it. Oh, it's difficult. Yes, no. You want to do the work? Do it. If not, go free. Then you just, you can seemingly stay in the group and everything, but if you don't accept this as forcefully, that you have to deliver the message and the method of correction to the world, then you're you'll see how that opens up.
So what is the recognition of evil then? What is this process of recognition of evil?
That what dwells in me is evil.
But I don't want to get rid of it.
I want to transform it. If it appears in me now, it means that I can cause its correction. I can turn it to good. Otherwise, I'll never have anything good. If I just want to get rid of the bad, what will I remain with? I don't have anything good. I have just one spark of goodness. And from that, I need to invert all of my bad to good. Just like that. And the bad remains in the form of the left. And from this I build the right as the good, and then I have both, and both remain, and in between them I discover the whole reality from one end to the other.
So, now, on a certain degree, in a certain level, I discover some bad. If I see it's bad, I cannot control it, I cannot annul it, nothing. I just feel that this is how it is, and I know it's inside of me, so the request to the Creator. What precisely is this request in that point? At that point,
that I want to overcome this evil and use it as good.
Let's say such a request, and then?
Well, if you hate someone, you ask the Creator to give you the power to love him instead.
Why do I ask for it?
Because it's a correction. Because by that, you come closer to the Creator.
This means,
let's say you have 1,000 people. 1,000 people you hate. If you change the hate to them into love, through that you'll feel the Creator in full, that He dwells in your love to them. In each and every specific love towards them, the Creator is revealed, His love, and thus you achieve love of the world.
This means that to see the hatred that is revealed as a means for connection with the Creator, this is how you...
God. Now, a question is simple for a workshop. A workshop question. How do we ask the Creator for forgiveness? For what? What do we need to do for Him to forgive us? First of all, forgive what? What did He do to us, or we did to Him? Now, how do we ask for forgiveness, and what do we expect to happen? Go.
We have to real check this.
Rav, do I feel guilty that I'm disregarding my connection with the friends, the love of friends, in order to reach, together with them, reach the Creator, the correction? Do I feel, specifically in this, do I feel myself guilty about it? That's my part in the 10, that I truly feel myself, as I'm failing in it, a traitor. Guilty. And then how do I ask for forgiveness from the friends? From the Creator, I don't know how to ask. Who knows? It's just to get something from it. But the friends, that because of me, they won't reach the correction, revelation for what they invested their whole life in. They are the ones that, towards them, I feel a big flaw that I've caused. How do I ask for
forgiveness?
Rav, if I feel myself that I'm the connection between the Creator and all created beings, which is true, each and every one has a special point in the connection with the Creator. That's why only through Him, the Creator, in that specific unique way, can bestow upon everybody. So how do I, or how can I feel myself responsible for the state of all of humanity, all of creation, and that we are all, everybody exists in the state that I make the correct connection between everybody and the Creator? How should I ask for forgiveness about that? To feel myself in that. That I am that point of connection between the Creator and all the created beings. Please. Correction. Rav, let's say you are all in one room with all the created beings as one image, and the Creator is the other image, and you're in the middle. What would you do? than me.
Rav,
what is the role of the one who connects to the Creator and created beings? There's something in the Creator that can't connect to the created beings. There's something in the created beings that can connect with the Creator. And then there's that intermediate, that middleman, who makes the connection. What's in him that he can make that connection? Why can't the Creator connect directly to the created beings? That he needs that middleman, that conduit. The nation of Israel called the conduit, the pipeline. Please. Mutual integrating. Rav, how can Israel in the middle be as the conduit, the connector between the Creator and the created beings? First to come close to the Creator, then to the created beings, or first to the created beings and then to the Creator? Where should we take deficiencies from and move them from one side to the other? What should you do? What's the order of the work that Israel has in order to connect the created beings with the Creator? With the Creator and the Creator with the created beings. What is the order of the work?
Rav, I heard from you about the use of the connection of Rav and the Creator. So how can the group, or me through the group, can use this connection to advance?
Of course, that if you adhere to someone great, and that great one is connected to the Creator, so through him you get an ability to connect the Creator too. How do we do it? Even by our mutual work in our world, let's say, that we, main thing is dissemination and building the groups and all our organizing that will be as closest to spirituality. As much as we do it, you and more of your friends and the teacher, the Rav, by this you connect together and work in a spiritual way, even though you're performing a complete corporeal action by that. Yes, that's how it works. That's why our world is so unique, that we are in corporeality, and with our hands and legs we can perform actions that belong to spirituality. Think about it. From you, connection for the friends. We have a deficiency to unite. I'm the lower one. My group is the upper one. You are the upper, upper one. Please connect us, and that's it. What's the problem?
That's it.
You can, I can't.
Raise man.
I'm raising man to you, the upper, upper one.
No, no, no. That's just words. That's just words.
We have a true connection to, intention to connect.
You don't have the true intention. You haven't exerted enough to have the sorrow that you can't connect.
Look at them, they're perfect. From pain, they're so sorry that they're not successful, and everybody's working really hard. At least in my 10, they're really working hard. Everybody feels pain.
Yes, yes. These words I hear from every Israeli. Look how life is so hard in Israel.
No hard, it's wonderful, but we want to share it with everybody.
If you were organized with pain because you don't have connection, then you would get the connection from above. It, well, glue would pour on you. The extent, the quality of love, of connection would be poured upon you from above. Out of your sorrow, you would reveal the force of connection.
But only through man and prayer, I can't. But you're not sorry, you're not connected. That's called man. So give us...
Can I be sorry instead of you?
No, I want to ask. I want to reach their final goal.
So make more efforts in connection.
What, for instance, that we didn't do? Give us an example.
I don't know. I'm not going to criticize you. You have to criticize all your work and to ask, what are we still lacking? Maybe with that you should turn to the Creator. What are we still lacking in order to connect? And maybe after all that, the Creator will tell you, you've reached a state that you're incapable by yourself, for sure? Are you sure you won't reach connection between you?
We won't get there ourselves.
For sure.
100%.
Well, raise this notion that you're sure that you can't reach connection alone. However, only with the Creator's help you will reach it.
But we're sending it to you. You can do it.
No, not to me. Why to me?
I can't demand from the Creator directly. I need you.
No, that's incorrect. I'm your guide. I'm by your side. I'm not above you. I'm not connecting you to the Creator.
So who is our upper one?
It's the connection with the Creator. You have to turn to Him with a mutual prayer.
But if the Creator is the upper one?
From that same spot where you would want to connect together, but in this point you discover you cannot be connected together, that point where what you should raise to the Creator.
How do we raise it to the Creator? How? As a 10, how do you raise that to the Creator? How?
An internal cry. Outcry.
Mutual or the shots or how? Because also mutual is a lack. We won't be able to succeed if we're not connected.
But you're trying to be connected.
Really?
So from this attempt...
скажем, эталонный ученик вот ваш, он в чем должен...
But let's say a student of yours, which is an example, in what should he resemble you?
By learning and spreading this knowledge to all of humanity. Yes. That's, they're real close to me, such people. Well, this certainly depends on their qualities. It's possible that they know how to do more by their nature or less, but he has this inclination to keep on disseminating, to keep to...
Now you can understand what our sages said. Serving in the Torah is greater than learning it. As it is said, Elijah the son of Shaphat is here, who poured water on Elijah's hands. It did not say learned, but poured. This is perplexing. How can simple acts be greater than studying the wisdom and the knowledge?
This means that learning from someone who's greater than me, that I understand, I learn from him, and by that I advance. But by me helping him in his life, serving him, how can I be advancing spiritually by that? Yes?
But according to the above, we thoroughly understand that serving the Rav with one's body and soul in order to bring contentment to his Rav brings him to Dvikut with his Rav, meaning to equivalence of form. By this he receives the thoughts and the knowledge of the Rav by way of mouth to mouth, which is Dvikut of spirit with spirit. In this way, he is rewarded with obtaining his greatness sufficiently to turn bestowal into reception, to become sufficient fuel for devotion until he is rewarded with dvikut with the Creator.
This means that specifically the teacher is the bridge here in order to reach from serving the teacher to serve the creator. Yes.
This is not so concerning learning Torah with his love, as this must be for his own benefit and does not yield vikut. It is considered from mouth to ear.
Not from...
Thus, serving brings the student the Rav's thoughts and the learning only the Rav's words. Thus, the merit of serving is greater than the merit of learning, as the importance of the Rav's thoughts compared to the Rav's words, and as the importance of mouth to mouth compared to from mouth to ear.
Is that if he helps his teacher in all his work, in his life, in all kinds of things around, not specifically the lesson, by that he acquires his thoughts, his attainments, his connection with the Creator. Because serving brings him to that. Whereas if he learns all kinds of wisdoms, what we call Torah, it only brings him knowledge, but not connection with the Creator. That's the difference between studying mouth to mouth, which is by serving, and pair mouth to ear, which is by studying.
Why are the words of the Rav and the studying that he's trying to implement and listen, why doesn't that bring him the thoughts of the Rav?
Because it goes through his ego, through his will to receive. Whereas if he serves his Rav, he's investing forces in that. That's his overcoming. And he does it out of his investment. By studying, he's not investing in his Rav. He's not serving him. He's not subjugating to him. He's learning a wisdom.
Rav, I'd like to understand what is the difference between serving the Rav and learning from the Rav. Learning is, I heard something, I implemented, that's what I learned.
But what are you realizing? In what way can you realize the study?
For instance, you say that I have to connect with a friend. So during the day, I tried to connect with a friend. It means I'm implementing what I've learned.
No, that's not. You're not realizing the study by that. You're serving Rav by that. It's because Rav told you to do that. You're adhered to him. Do you think that serving Rav means that you're serving his house somehow? No. Yes.
What is studying?
Study is when you study, when you learn from books, from scriptures, or from him, but words of wisdom. Not that you can realize it somehow in your life later. And mainly it's in dissemination, in the connection in the ten, and in dissemination.
French.
Hello, the question is, why is serving called mouth to mouth?
According to the mutual masach, mutual screen, according to the mutual masach, according to the connection of the desires, whereas mouth to ear is different degrees of connection, It's through the intellect.
Can we take something practical from this, from our work in dissemination?
Try to carry out what I'm asking from you every day. Don't pass it through your intellect, but rather simply listen to the words I'm saying as much as you can and carry it out. Usually, the execution is in the 10 to connection, and from the 10 outwards to dissemination.
Tbilisi.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, а почему называется именно служение?
Rav, tell me please, why is it called to serve and not work? Let's say like spiritual work. It probably has a special meaning or a spiritual root.
That's called service. Service.
Служение.
Why is it called this way? Service, because you want to implement, to realize the desire of the upper, the desire of the upper one. You want to feel in your desire whatever the upper one wishes for, and to realize instead.
So from what Baal HaSulam writes, even if there's a friend that, I don't know, like Dudi, that he's the head of reporters and everything, if his 10 doesn't bring him greatness of the Rav, so it doesn't count that he can do, that he can serve through it.
Well, of course, here you need the combination of all the different conditions in order to reach a complete work. That's true?
So how can the 10 create such an atmosphere that gives greatness to each and every friend? What do we need to do?
When each one will relate to every friend as the greatness of the generation. Bend before every friend.
Well, how's that connected? By me bowing before the friend, I can get importance from them. That I understand. But how can each one give importance and greatness? Or the bowing down is the importance?
When you're getting from them greatness and importance, when you bend before them, out of that you can bestow back to them. You'll see how it.